Пирус Вашкайлал Рабьяйл Цафран Рабьяйсев Хавен Кайлал. I was very moved last night to see what a Kailal can do to people that come from such low background, because everyone that I met last night, the first thing they said is how much they love the Kailal, which is we see that a place which learns Erlech, which learns Be'iyan, learns in a way that Baruch Hashem, this Kailal does, we heard so much about, has such hashpa on other people to grow in Torah, to grow in Yiddishkeit. It's Marisha should help them talk to find, you know, the wanted a Shir and Bishul. I think you're going to have to give me a Shir and Bishul. I have not looked at Bishul many, many years. I usually don't do in yeshivas. But to talk about the Indian of Shabbos, so you know the Gemara says, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Kilchasa, somebody who keeps Shabbos in the proper way, even if he did Avodah Zarah Kedara Shel Enosh, which at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, more specifically mentions that, is Meichel Enosh. And Emma, Kol Shamer Shabbos Mechal Eloi, Machul Eloi. And of course we don't see Shabbos as one of the ingredients of a person doing tshuva. You don't see Shabbos as called something. We're in the Torah, it says Yom Kippur is Mechaper. You have certain things, the tshuva is Mechaper, and so forth. But where does Shabbos come in? Of course, it means with tshuva. The Paiskim say it means you have to do tshuva too. But it says in one of the earlier Chassidish Svarim that by Avram Avinu was led out of Or Kasdim, he's led out of his home. It says, Lech lecha ma'artzecha, go from your land, el aretz asherecha, to the land what I will show you. In other words, the Baruch Hashem showing, telling him to leave, where are you going exactly? I'll show you when you get there. When you get there, I'll show you. But, which is, not many people would really listen to such a mandate, to go and you know, just keep going, and you know, when you get there, I'll tell you about it. So, this Sefer says that Areka is Begematria Shabbos. You think to yourself, that's impossible. Areka B'Shabbos. So, as we know, you probably know the Chazal, that Emes incorporates all the letters from Aleph to Tav, and Mem is the middle letter. Now, as we all know, in the alphabet and the Aleph Beis that we have, there's only 22 letters. 22 is impossible to have a middle letter. You have to have an odd amount of letters to be something in the middle. It's either the 11th or or the 12th, but there's nothing in the middle. So already in the Mefarshei Medrash, Shash points out that Batsim, you have 27 letters. Chazal Mekabel that there are 27 letters, right? If you learn the Gemara, you know Menatzapach. It's in Shabbos too. Menatzapach, right? Kemenapets, the end of what we call the end of letters, the Oisya Sofiyot, right? The ones that are at the end. Chav, Mem, Nun, Pei, Tzadik. So if you include all 27, the 14th letter, which is in the middle, is the Mem. So there's a 27 letters. In Marsha state, it says Marsha, that in Gematria we know that Tav is 400, Shin is 300, Kuf is Resh is 200, and so forth. But Chav, Mem, they go to 500 till you get 900. That's the end of the numbers. So Areka, if you take the final letter Chav, that spells out, that's 500, it comes out to Shabbos. It comes out the same Gematria Shabbos, meaning that especially in those days where Avodah Zarah has a totally meaning, different meaning than we see it today, of course. Maybe Avodah Zarah is a different angle, different Avodah Zarah. But it means is like the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah describes how people started attributing koiches to different types of entities, different types of terrestrial beings. And they searched. And Avodah Zarah is the pshat, they're searching. In fact, right, the Shiva Zatzal needs to always point out that we call it Avodah Zarah. The Torah does not call it Avodah Zarah. The Torah calls it Avodah Salilah Macherim. We call it Avodah Zarah because it's strange to us to bow down to something like this. But in those days, it was Avodah, it was being Mekabel, wanting to do Avodah, wanting to serve. Today it's Apikorsis. Today it's just Prikas oil, just removal of any oil, not to do Avodah. So over there, then it was searching. A Yid searches when he gets into Shabbos, when he has a taste of Shabbos, as I understand, over here many people have tasted the taste of Shabbos because they've come in contact with the members of the Kohel and with the people that are involved with the Kohel. And when they get a taste of Shabbos, they understand what that is. So it brings them to a different plane, it brings them to a different entity, to a different being. Being, you know, a Yid. We're called Am Mekat She Shvi. We're not called Am put on tefillin, or Am that puts on the zuzes. Am Mekat She Shvi. And these people, when they taste the taste of Shabbos, then they understand, El Aretz Asher Reka. That's the Mechila. That's where Mechila comes in, because that's where a person goes ahead and he understands that there's Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he connects himself, and he transforms his life into a different person through going into a Shabbos. Shabbos is the Tachlis. So to learn Mesachas Shabbos, besides that, it's there's so much, but of course, I once met a Yid that told me that when he was a European Jew, that before the war, he used to, in his town, he used to sit with Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, huge Talmidim, big Talmid Chachamim, Bavemla Weinberg, the Kozhik Lover Rav, others. And they used to get together, Shal Shudis. And he said, Shabbos was tangible. You could feel the Shabbos by then. And so what's the reason? Because they saw it through the eyes of Chazal and Rishayim. When you learn Gemara Shabbos, you have a different understanding of what Shabbos is about. Whatever it is that you're learning, whatever part of Shabbos you're learning, your Shabbos becomes a different Shabbos. So anyway, just as an introduction, so they said to learn to do something on Bishul. we'll talk about it. I don't recall, but maybe those people here are learning a little about a Dut Shemesh, about a, what's it called again, solar heat. So I think many years ago, I can't find in the Shemir Shabbos, think of Neubert was matter, they were matter it, is that, what was his Svara, if I can, what was he, because it's
Bishul
Bechama, no? Yeah. Even though, it, and it's not called, why isn't that called Tolda Sachama, what does he say? Do you recall that? No, he didn't say, he says it's called Bishul, what? I remember it was in the old ones. I don't remember it. Yeah. What?
I don't think it's in the new ones.
They don't do it anymore. Right, I understand. That's why I was looking to see what... I also got rid of my old one. I shouldn't have.
Still in Ravadis
Farm. The what?
Still in Ravadis Farm.
But Ravadis. But it's because of... Yeah. Okay, so let's explain to those who... We'll go to Gemara over here. The din is you can't be Mavashal on Shabbos, right? You can't cook on Shabbos, as you all know, cook other things. And cooking basically means that you're taking something and you're changing its form. Not dafka food, that's what we're going to talk about food right now. Whereas you're taking something and it's uncooked and you're cooking it. Of course, the shilas things that you can eat raw, is there cooking on it, is that cooking? But right now, we're not going into that. Just you take something, you water, you make it into coffee, into hot water. You take raw meat to make it into cooked meat. So that's the Issa of Bishul. So in the Mishnah, you have a machloikas, and that's what it's nege over here. Ein noisen beitzah, you can't take an egg. Betzad amechem, you can't put on the side of some kind of kumkum, what they call a pot, and the egg gets cooked that way, gets boiled, what we call a hard-boiled egg, I guess. Befil shetizgalg, in order to, tizgalg means, as we all know, when you take a raw egg, it doesn't really roll, but when you take an egg that's cooked, it'll go around. But in order to cook it, lo yafkiyena besudrin, from shotun lo yafkiyena, as I remember. But in order to take a hot napkin, a hot, more correctly, some kind of cloth, and it's hot, and you put the egg on it, and it cooks the egg. Either you open the egg, or you put the egg directly on it, but it cooks the eggs. You can't do that. So, Rabbi Yosi Matir. Rabbi Yosi says that it's mutter. V'lo yatminenu b'chol b'vak drachim, you shouldn't be timing it. We'll see timing minutes. We have it covered up, totally covered up in the sand, in the dust, and v'vak drachim, in order to get cooked, in order to get fried, whatever. And then the Gemara talks about using chametzveria later on and so forth. But later on in the Gemara comes out in pshat over here, that the pshat is like this. Amar of Nachman. Bechama, these are just the Gedarim, you have to really know the Gemara, those that are not holding in the sugyas, like myself. But Amar of Nachman. Bechama, the kuli amaloi pligi the shari. You're allowed to cook in the sun. You're allowed to take, as used to say in the old days, take an egg and fry it on the sidewalk. It would be so hot. And you put it on the sidewalk. That's mutter. That's mutter to do. We'll see in a second what Rashi says. Betoldasar. Toldasar means something that's been warmed up because of fire. You have ur, and it warms it up. In other words, you take something, a pot that's very warm, you put it on the fire, it's now very hot, and you put something in it, and it'll cook it. Kuli amaloi pligi de ase. Of course, that's ase. The Al Mishnah, what is it talking about? Ki pligi betoldos hachama. It's talking about something, let's say you have a, as we said before, you took a sudr, some kind of turban, some kind of cloth, you took a cloth, and you heated it in the sun. So the Rabbanan say it's us. Mar Sava, the Chochtam Nakama holds, Gazrinan, you make a gzera, as you all know what gzeras are. Right? Gazrinan told us a chama, otu told us a ar. Umar Sava loy gazrinan. And Rabbi Yossi says, you don't make a gzera. Right? You don't make a gzera. Now, before we, you know, those of you who are not learning it, how would you understand? What's the gzera? In other words, you're not allowed to, you're allowed to cook in the sun. Sun is not called cooking, right? But what about to cook in the toldos of the sun? So you'd say, if the sun's mutas, of course, something that's heated by the sun. Yet they made a gzera. How would you understand why that's so? Why did they make a gzera? Those are not learned. Right? It's in the curling, of course.
But
those. Yeah, but why? What are you afraid about? A gzera means what?
You're confused.
How? In what way?
If I cook an egg this way, I can cook an egg a regular way.
I mean, if I could cook with the sun,
no,
if I could cook with the sun, why can't I cook with fire now? Okay, so Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the pshat is the following. Rashi says, let's go first through step by step in Rashi. Chama, the shemesh, the shari. Rashi says, why is it mutter to cook in the sun? What would you say? Once you're what? What would you say?
Sort of a natural.
No,
there's no
call of
the other
thing. There's no. Yes, so what?
It's sort of it's just mamela. It happens. You know, it's just,
right, but you did it. Anything in mamela. When you cook, it's also mamela. You put it on, and mamela gets cooked. You're not really doing it.
Not derech bishul.
Why would you say that?
How often do you cook in the sun?
Oh, okay. So what does it mean? It's not derech bishul.
You want to cook something, you cook it on your stove. You know.
I mean, it's not the normal way.
Even if you
and so what's wrong if it's not the derech? What's wrong with that?
Malachas
machsheves, you say. Okay, that's what he's saying. So Rashi uses the words, the ain derech bishula bekach. It's not the normal way of doing it. Right? The chama ba'or lo michlef. A person's not going to make a mistake between chama and or, and fire or, to ligza ha'atua, to make exer this because of that. Okay. So you're saying it means, like, what you're saying, that's what Rashi seems to say, told us or, means it's not the dach, it's not the normal way of doing things, right? And you're saying that that's something that's miyuchat to Shabbos, that something that's not the darach is not asa. Okay, so, is that true? Okay, let's see. But told us or, Rashi says, ki goinim hucham asud of this kerchief, this cloth, was heated by Ur Mitchila at the beginning. So that they asked it. Told the Chama Shuhuchim Asuda Bachama. Otu told the Sa'ar. So Rashi says, not like you. Rashi says, the man the Chazi Sava that told the Sa'ar Ninhu. The one who sees it, he doesn't realize that the cloth got heated from the sun. He thinks it got heated by heat, by natural fire. Not natural, by fire. Fire is also natural, I guess. But by fire. And therefore, he'll say, oh, it must be you could cook with the Toldos Sa'ar. He's not going to say, if I could cook Toldos Cham, I could cook Toldos Sa'ar. There's no issa to cook with Toldos Sa'ar. That's what it seems saying Rashi. Rashi doesn't say what you're saying. Rashi doesn't say what you're saying.
So Cham itself should be awesome.
What?
Cham itself should be awesome.
If what? If that's what we're afraid about.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Rabbi Goldschmidt,
right? I mentioned.
Rabbi Goldschmidt,
right? I'm into that. Right. What?
No, chama is not asur because you see it being cooked in the sun.
Right.
Sudar looks like a sudar that could have been cooked in the warmed up by the fire.
Oh yes, so that's what he's saying exactly. No, it's, Rashi didn't say that the reason it's asur is because you might think like, what is your name? I'm sorry.
Ezra.
Rebezer. Rebezer said, if I could cook with something from the sun, I could cook. So we're both saying no. If you see, the person will say there's a distinction between the sun and fire, therefore, There should be a distinction between told us and not told us. Well, my person will understand the difference. Must be he won't realize that it's chama. He'll think it's ar. You don't see it. And the male he'll come to use told us ar. I think told us ar is not the same thing as cooking on the fire is one thing. But taking something that's already secondary became hot because ar, maybe that's mud. So in the back of the shas, there's a pirish called Chedush Rab Lezer Moshe Horowitz. It's a very big goyin. I forgot what they used to say in his door. They used to say there were three Iluyim. They used to say that there were three Iluyim. The Beis Halevi, the Maril Diskin, the Bisol Salata were the Iluya Dar. And maybe a fourth, or Blazer Moshe Horowitz. So Chazayin Ish used to say, and I say not maybe, for sure. He says it was a very dicker goyin. Very few people, I mean, you know, very few people doesn't mean. Means the people in Beis Medrash do know. They do know, Baruch Hashem. Right? Like the Chazon Ish is to point out, wherever the Maram says, Makshin Oilam, the Oilam asks, the world asks. Chazon Ish said, I went out to the, we call it Central Avenue by us, right? And I didn't hear the kashas. The pizza shops are not talking about it. What do you mean, the Oilam asks? The answer is, where you are is the Oilam, the Beis Medrash is the Oilam. So he's a very big guy. So he points out this out. He points this out that the Rashi was forced to say it because Abdaif said, that the pshat is that you don't mistake between chama and ar. So meila, if you tell him it's mutter, the person will be toile, he'll base it on that the reason it's mutter is because it's chama, not ar, and so forth. Right? Not because there's no difference. He'll know it's chama and he won't mistake it. But this way he'll think it's ar and he won't make a difference. He told us ar and not. That's how he learns pshat. The problem is the Pnei Yeshua himself asks it. He also zaymed on it that it says over here that lo yitminena b'chol ubavak drachim. You should not put it into a chol, the sand. You have hot sand, and you put an egg in there, and egg gets cooked. That you're not allowed to do. Ubav shetitza, right? You're not allowed to do it. That even Rabbi Yosi's made that, but first that is sir. So the Pnei Yeshua asks if. The reason is because if you say, like you originally said, you say, what's the difference cooking in the sun or cooking in fire? What's the difference cooking toldos or toldos chama? But if the way Rashi learns that the pshat is that you're afraid he'll say that this is fire and you're allowed to cook in fire, that's what you're afraid about. Everybody understands the sand doesn't get hot from fire. It's pretty obvious, right? It's pretty obvious that that's not the same thing. It's obvious that the reason it got hot is because of the sun, right? Choyl and the vak drachim is because of the sun. So why should there be a din that you can't go ahead and cook with offer? That's his kasha. The Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So they both say the same terror. It's that Chazal made a loy plug. I'm just hoping we'll just explain just for everybody doesn't know what plug. Loy plug means that once Chazal asked something because of a gzeira, right? You're afraid you're going to come do something. So they incorporate it, not necessarily, but they incorporate all situations, even though the time of the gzeira is not shayach. Whereas if the time would be like Rabbi Ezra said, so then it includes also choil, same logic. You might think that you're allowed to cook in fire, just like you're allowed to cook in with the sun, with something that's a derivative of the sun. But if you're saying it's because you'll make a mistake and think this became hot because of fire, and you'll use fire from now on, that's not applicable to choil, and therefore must be made a loy plug. That's what he says. The problem is, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah actually says, that Rabbi Yosi also agrees. Rabbi Yosi, who doesn't ask the Tolda Sa'ar, Rabbi Yosi says it's mut, they didn't make a gzera, they weren't afraid of this, but he said you can't be matmin in choil. That he agrees to. So Gemara explains, why does he agree to that? Why does he agree to that? It says, Machloikis. Lifnagnami, Rabbi Yosi Bechol. Why is Rabbi Yosi, Tanakama says it's also Bechol. Why is it also Bechol? It's also Bechol. So we'll go now with the way the Blessed Moshe Horowitz and the Pnei Yeshua say, I believe he says it too. It's because there's a loy plug. They don't want to differentiate. They ask it everything. Right? But Rabbi Yosi, who says there's no gzeira at all to use, again, a suda that's heated by the sun, why does he ask it to use the choil that's heated by the sun? So you have a machloikus. Rabbi says, gzeir shemi yatmin beremitz, that he might be time in it. You'll have to help me what the word atmana means, the word actual words, to be totally covered. Atmana really means something that's covered, like a tumtum, right? A tumtum, right? Tumtum means somebody you don't know his gender, so that's atmana, right? I mean, that's what tam means. Tuma really means that too. Something that's, you don't see the beauty of someone when they put all kinds of crazy music in their heads and they're not thinking like you are, Baruch Hashem, in Torah, so it doesn't allow their real self to come out. That's what tuma is, right? On one level at least. And atmana means there's a din about covering a pot. It's a little too complicated to go into. I understand the Krell's learning it, so you'll have who to ask. But the tmana, this is what some would call the tmana. So Gemara says, Shema yatmin beremetz. You might go ahead and use remetz. How do I explain what remetz is? Ashes of coals or something like that. That's what Gemara says. So Pnei Yeshua explains, this is not the regular din of atmana. This is not the regular din of atmana, which later on in the next parak, there's all kinds of gezeiros about this. What is it? So the Rishash also over here. It's good to see there's still Gemaras that don't hold the Mefarshim separate. The Rishash says, you know, the Pnei Yeshua says this also, just so we can read it in the words of the Rishash. He says like this, that this is not that atmana of the regular atmana that you have in the next parak. He says, what does it mean? He says that Pirish le Pirushay, he says, the Yitta Loimar, I forgot to read Rashi. Listen to Rashi says it. The man the chazi, the one who sees you putting to the choral, will say, Savar, he'll think, Michdi, let's see. Haile Bishule, Vahaile Bishule. This is for cooking and this is for cooking. But Travayu Derechatmani. They're both done in a way of covering it. Tomun, right? Tomun Be'esh, right? Same words. Mali remetz, mali chol. Mishum hachi moed Rabbi Yaisi, right? So the Pnei Yeshua, the Rishash both point out. Nearly pirush, pirusha, pirusha. The yit alayman, a person might make a mistake. The derech hatmanahu shigar meheta. He'll think that maybe that's not called cooking. Cooking by doing such an action is not really called cooking. Why? The la asa taira el derech bishul shu etzel o egabe esh. Maybe a person will go ahead and say that only derech esh is asar, right? Only derech esh. Masha'enkin, of course, sudrin, right? When you show a person, of course, sudrin, he'll know right away. That's because it's tolda sa'ar. Het machmas tolda. He'll say it's because of the tolda, and he won't make a mistake, right? That's what we're afraid about. Ubezeh shuvlin, whatever it goes into, that's how he says pshat and Rashi. Okay. If the pshat is, since this is the pshat and Rashi pashtis, Rabbi Yaisi is taka asus because of Bishul. So if you're saying that in Bishul there's a loy plug, I don't see why there shouldn't be a loy plug according to Rabbi Yaisi too. If Rabbi Yaisi is making a loy plug in one situation because he might make a mistake in cooking, so therefore, if it's like the words of Gemara's Mashba, it's a gezeira tamana, it has to do with tamana, nothing to do with cooking. But if you're saying it has to do with cooking, and the svar should be loy plug, there should be a loy plug over here too. He should answer everything. Well, how do you differentiate between this and this? Once is a svar of loy plug. It's not mashma, it's because of loy plug. So, just to bring out, there's a very small nakuda over here. What is your name?
Eli.
So Eli, as we said before, said that the reason you're not allowed to cook in Or, because that's the derech bishul. But to cook with the sun is not the normal way. Now, Eli, you know that Shabbos, as you said, it's mutter to do things not the normal way. Give me an example.
Writing with your left hand.
Writing with your left hand. So do you write with your left hand? I love to write. I never wrote with my left hand on Shabbos. Why not?
It's also
midrabanan. Correct. Yeah. In other words, you're allowed to carry, right? If you're not like the Arabs in the Shuk, you can carry things on your head, right? And it's just a place where there's no Erev. You're allowed to do that. Or you can put it on your shoulder if that's not the normal way. But, he's right, so Melechus Mach Shabbos, but Chazal asked it. Chama, they didn't answer it. Why not? Why didn't they go ahead and answer it? If it's the way you're understanding it, and I can't understand, I can't say you're wrong, we have to be understood, but we'll see in the Kiyat Sefer, it seems that that's how he learns it. In the Kiyat Sefer, seems to learn like Eli. I'll tell you a very interesting story. I don't know if you know of Matre Yafin from, you know, Matre the Roshiva. So he told me once, I was once telling him that Or Sameach brings a mabit about fasting on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos midoraisa, right? And that you're allowed to have tainus chaloyim on Shabbos is usually when a person fasts on Shabbos because he had a bad dream, it's because he ate the night before. But if you took a nap before Shabbos, right, hopefully you don't, I mean you could, it's a good thing, but come to the liquor Shabbos, then you can't fast 24 hours. It's also deraisa. It says, Zoy shteitin kiret sefer. And I looked for it, and I looked for it, and I looked for it. Where is this kiret sefer? It doesn't bring a maramokum to it. Later on, with the Oitzar Chachma, I was able to find it, because in the first original print of the kiret sefer, they brought it to the kiret sefer, it says you forgot to put one thing, and he added something. And all the prints, after, I think new one, these new ones, they put it back in. They forgot to put it back in. So Matcha told me that he once told his father this Or Sameach, that the Or Sameach says in the name of the Kiryat Sefer that there's an Issa Deraisa that fasts 24 hours, the Tanis Cholim is along with the on the spot, his father said, and there's no such mabit. I never saw such, on the spot, there's no such mabit. I don't know how many people in our generation, for sure, knew every single mabit. But he said, on the spot, he said, there's no such mabit. I never saw such a mabit. It's astounding how people, you know, these are people that live Torah. But anyway, the Mabit in Perek Tes, he says, the Ein Bishma Deraisa La'or, the Toldasov, Kedami Bebisho Basa Bechalov, and so forth. And he says that because it was not, that's not what they did in the Mishkan, it's not the way they did it, and since that's not the way they did it, that's not called Derech Bishul. They didn't do it that way. That's what he seems to say, that it's a Bishul, but the Maisa, they didn't do it the Bishul or having the Ba'ar, that's what you found in the, that's what it was, Ba'ar. That's what he seems to say. So now, that's a problem. This is a very big problem. And another problem is, later on the Gemara discusses Chamei Tveria. Right? Everybody's familiar with the hot springs of Tveria, Tiberias. So whether that's called cooking or not, because the shail is, how does it get hot? How does we get the other springs get hot? So some say it goes from the fire of Gehenna. It goes underneath the, over the fire of Gehenna. And others say, no, it's not. So is it told us or not? 1 second, what's the difference? If it's a normal way, if it's made by Eish or not? If it's not the normal way to do it, right? It's not the normal way to do it, to cook. Nobody cooks in Chamei Tveria. What's the difference if it's, you're saying it's or it's not or? It's not the normal way to do it.
People cook in hot water.
What?
People do cook in hot
water. So what is it, and so what's the difference? So Adarabba. So if it's called regular hot water, what's the difference if it's not from the or? Who cares? Your regular hot water. Secondly is, let's take sudrin. We said sudrin before. Right, a sudr, a cloth. So if it's told us, that means it's normal to cook. Right, it's normal to cook. It seems in those days, they took a hot cloth and they were cooked. That has to be the normal way to do it. Otherwise it can't be chayef, right? So that's the normal way to do it. So what's the difference how it got hot? You're cooking with a cloth. Cooking by the sun is not the normal way to do it. You don't cook normally with the sun. But cooking with a sudr, if you make it hot with fire, however they did it, they made a fire on top of the fire enough that it doesn't get burnt, it will be hot. So do it with the sun. That's the normal way of cooking. Like you said, people cook with water, so people cook with sudrim, with cloth. So what's the difference how it got hot? What does it mean? I think the patient, I don't remember who asked it, but I think the Kasha Choyne mask. What's the difference? What it is? How it got hot? What's the difference? Told us. How may I understand? You're telling me, like Bezra said, it's not the normal. It's not the normal way to cook. People don't cook with the sun. It's like a normal to cook with a sukkah. So what's the difference? How it got hot? How may I tell you too? What's the difference? How it got hot? If it got hot, it got hot. If you cook with that type of water, right? So you cook with that water, whether it goes under Gehenna or not the Gehenna. What's the difference? So, and another shayla that the Minchas Chinuch brings, which seems to say that, we're going with a way that's not the way the Minchas Chinuch understood. But as you know, the din is, you can't eat a Korban Pesach, it's allowed to eat a Korban Pesach that's mevushal. Right? The Torah says, You have to eat it roasted. Lasecha memenu na means partially cooked. Umavushal, or if it's boiled. You can't cook. You can't have boiled. That's why we eat boiled chicken, so you wouldn't think with boiled meat the night of Pesach, so you shouldn't think that we're eating a carbon Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch over here. Here. He goes into the Gedarim of Bishul, of cooking the Korban Pesach. What is it called, Bishul? Now, as many of you probably know, again, not to take it out of context of Halacha, but there are situations. The din is technically Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. That's what it comes out. That means if something is already cooked, again, there's all kinds of Gzeres Darabanan and so forth. So we're not talking Halacha L'mais, of course. But there's a din of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. It means if something is already cooked, so there is no Issa to cook it again, because you're not really changing the form, they're not changing the what the food is. It's a cooked food, right? If you're just making it warm. The issa is not to make something warm. The issa is to change around the form of the let's say the food that you're doing. Like, so you take cold water and make it into hot water. You want hot water, has a different taste. You're taking raw chicken and you're making it into a cooked chicken, a chicken that's unedible. If you hold this cooking by fruits that you could eat even raw, but you are changing it. There's a difference between an apple and a baked apple, so you're changing the form. But if you already have the baked apple, just it's a little too cold, and you put it and cook again, and cooking, there's no bishul acha bishul. There's all shailas bishul acha tzli, tzli acha bishul, and so forth. But the basic is just to know that there's no bishul acha bishul. So Minchas Chinuch quotes, I think, a prima godim over here, that what happened if a person went ahead and he was mevashel in the chama, let's say he cooked in the chama for Shabbos, he talks about basar v'chalav, he talks about the Karban Pesach. Let's say he cooked it in the sun. He cooked it in the sun, and then he went ahead and cooked it on the fire. Would it be an issa? What would you say? Excuse me.
No, it wouldn't be.
Why?
Because
it's not doing anything. So that's what he clears. He says that even though it's a gzeres akosiv or and derech bishul b'kach, whatever you want to say, that that's not called bishul. It's not called a bishul. And since it's not called a bishul, you're not chayv on Shabbos. But l'maisa, as Abdoiv said, it's already cooked. The thing is already cooked. You can't say it didn't change its structure. Something has happened over here. And since it's changed, it says like this: v'davka shebishul b'tol d'sa'ar. He says, "Avav bishul b'chamei Tveria, the Levi told us in the Chayim Mishum bishul gabe Korban Pesach, gam gabe Shabbos poter b'chamei Tveria." Look in the Gemaras that you're doing basar b'cholav. Also, he goes into that. So, gani mesupik b'Shabbos the paskinen we paskin ain bishul acha bishul, v'chem basar b'cholav is a whole shaila. There's no bishul acha bishul. Maybe by basar b'cholav, if you take a famous shaila, if you have Chanukah. Menorah made out of you have oil made out of basar chalav. You all of a sudden buy, you see the ingredients are milk and meat. I don't know whatever reason, you know, something like that. I guess you could have it. And now what are you getting? Mitzvah lav lehenes nitu. But you're cooking basar chalav. But if ain't bishul acha bishul, maybe there's no issur. That's not called bishul. It's not a Shabbos dikadin necessarily. The gabi Shabbos yesh shayvim feel tzli acha bishul. Even to roast after bishul achatzliya, ein achayev, ayin, he goes into the lachas. What would be the din if you did this? Gzeres akosav de ein achayev, it calls it gzeres akosav de ein achayev, I told this chama. Abakom hakom linin zeh, havelin is bashel, like they said, it's what he cooked, the bishul achah, ein achnechshav klal upata. Or kivin the lo hevi mevashel, the inyan Shabbos, in kain lo hevi bishul, it's not called the bishul. The chayev achakach bein b'shabbes bein b'bas b'cholav. Maybe right, he's chayev. Lo matzasi gilur din zeh v'chen gabe pesach. And so he goes and challenges. He says achakach matzasi b'prima godim v'taita. He says where is it? Yeah, v'isi b'prima godim v'stapik b'zel inyan Shabbos. He says and in bishul b'chametzvei achaz bishul b'or im chayev v'taita naita shepater. Like you said, Abdai, because it's cooked already. Umuta lagamrei, in kenefshel in Pesach, and Ami, and so forth. That's what he says. So that's the shayla over here. So I want, on the question that I asked you, so there's a Igley Tal. Remember when we learned Shabbos many, many years ago, this Igley Tal came into use very many times. It's in two places, in Dakdama and in Melechus Eife. He says like this, in the psicha, so he talks about, like we said, doing something shalai kederach. As Rebbe Zo mentioned before, you could do something, the deraisa, not in the normal fashion. For instance, example gave, which is exactly what he talks about, writing with your left hand. Okay? So if you write with your left hand, right? Now, what if you wrote a get with your left hand, Rebbe Zo? You have to write a get?
Eli.
Sorry, you're Rebbe Zo. Sorry. Eli. So what if you wrote a get with your left hand?
Not holding a get.
What would you say in Svara?
I think it's not the Nesina second.
No, right. But I'm saying, but you have to, there's a din because of this din, right? Mm-hmm. Akum can't write a get.
Pashas
should have a din ksiva. What? Pashas should have a din ksiva. He should have a din ksiva, right. So he brings that. Get shenichta b'smoyla mishum the dafka b'shabbos. The kid, it's a special din Shabbos. Al ken kol shekosav klach yada b'smoyla lav malach shav. Mekom akom kosav ksav. Like the Rosh Kerel says, ksav mikra leinu get. He wrote it. Okay. So Rav Eliezer asks an interesting question. Let's take a few learned psachim. Right. There's a din. So you're saying that shaloi kederich is miyuchet, like Eli said, miyuchet to Shabbos, because Shabbos, the Torah says meleches machsheves, machsheves means has to be choshev. And the way a normal person does it, the choshev way, is to write with your right hand. You don't write your left hand, right? But it's writing. So he says, wait a minute, you find not doing the normal way in certain places. For instance, eating. The Gemara says, if you eat shaloi kederech achila. What does it mean shaloi kederech achila? It's hard to describe nowadays with the amount of food people consume, right? But shaloi kederech achila means, for instance, if you take a piece of chazir and you go ahead and you wrap it in bark, right, in some kind of newspaper, New York Times, that's what you should do with it, Taka, right? And I'm not saying Philadelphia Times is better, but that you go ahead and you put it around the food and you eat it. You're not chai for eating. It could be even mutter to eat, according to Tzomash for some reason. You have to be sick to eat it. Because it's not the derech to eat it. Eli, what do you say to that? What? Why is over there mutter is shaloi kederech? Let's think a little. Why over there is shaloi kederech mutter? You think about it.
Not be called a chila. Right.
Why not? Writing with your left hand is called writing.
The result of writing is the
ksav. Oh. You hear what he's saying? The result of writing with your left hand, it could be a little messy, but it could be nicer than my handwriting, right? That's not the point. It's not the normal way of doing it, but what comes out, what we call the nif'al, the end result is you wrote. That's not the way of eating, meaning you don't have the same pleasure of eating. A person doesn't eat that way. He doesn't enjoy his food. This is a shayl also, again, swallowing medicine. That's not going to have a bliya, but again, it's not la lacha, but if you swallow certain medicine, because a person normally doesn't swallow, is bliya called derech achilin dat. It's not, you don't get the same pleasure. What's called eating? There are all kinds, in the Gemara, there's all kinds of machloikas. What is eating? Does it have to go into your throat? Does it have to go into your what you call the stomach? Achilas anos gorein, anos ma'ayim. That's a pshat in the tzura of what you're eating. He says, what did you get out of it? So over here, though, writing a get, it doesn't matter if you did it in a normal way, or abnormal way. You have a get that's written. It says the Avnei Nezer, so he's marich in this, but basically he says, Biruin Shuldvar, I'm going to read you because it's really beautiful, the Yesoid. The name Malacha Klacha Yad Yesh B'Shnei Oifanim Yesh Shamalacha Atzel built in the fellas Karoi Vihi Shinui Be'Eichus. Right? It's a difference in the quality, meaning on Nifal, what came out. If you plant, let's say, talk about again, it's all kinds of sugyas, you plant in a otzitz, in a pot, She'ena Nokov, that doesn't have a hole. The plant's not going to come out the same. The fruit might not taste the same. Right? It's not called zriya. You're not why. Afshib echa sapar, the way you did it, there's no shinui. V'yesh melacha klach hayad shishina be'echas apoyon, the way you did it, v'lo be'echas what comes out, k'goin ha'kaisa b'smoil, like you said, writing with your left hand, you wrote. Afsha nifol d'haynu ha'ksav nasek roilius sh'imenes yadav, he set his hands and did well, because of Isis Mishram, you could even, there are people who know how to write, who write with both hands. The Ger Rebbe used to put on tefillin on both hands. He used to write with two hands. Chaim Moshe used to write with two hands. Or Gedolim, that, you know, the Banishim gave them all kinds of gifts. One of them, the gifts was that they were able to control each part of their body. Once, just if I might say a story, I don't know. I guess I don't know how many people the Kohen Yom Yilai don't hear stories, but the guests, I think, there was a Rebbe. What? The Kohen Yom. Okay. So the Ger Rebbe, if you heard of the Ger Rebbe. So the Ger Rebbe, you know, in the war escaped, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, used to chase what they used to call Wunder Rebbes. Wunder Rebbe means like the big Rebbes, the Merkel workers, they called them. That's what they call them, because they knew they had tens of thousands of Chassidim, and they knew if they get them, they had access to all the people that were hiding. So they would chase the Belzerov, the big Rebbes, that's what they were. So they used to call them Wunder Rebbes. So Ger Rebbe, for instance, one time he had to have an operation in his eye, a very delicate operation. In those days, it was not simple to take anesthesia. And they told him, but Rebbe, he said, I don't want anesthesia. He says, Rebbe, if you can't blink, he says, no problem. He stood there under, you know, a knife, a surgery, didn't blink his eye for a second. He was able to curl himself. So I think they asked him, I mean, it could be, it was a different one. He says, what's a Wunder Rebbe? How do you describe it? So he says, look, there's certain rabbis that they have a nice community, 50 people, 100 people. Some of the rav of the town, 200 people. Some of the rav of the hamlet, 1,000 people. City, 5,000 people. Some have, you know, a big province, 10,000 people. A Wunder Rebbe doesn't have 10,000, he doesn't have 500, he doesn't have this. He has one thing, he can control himself. Some people, it's easy to control 10,000 people than to control yourself, he said. That's a Wunder Rebbe. When a person knows how to control himself, they're able to control, they're able to somehow focus and write in two hands. So he says, Avada, but it's still, that's not the normal way. They put on, maybe the guy right before on tefillin on both hands, but most people they're either righties, lefties, whatever it is. So he says, "V'chein amitzim yishus v'yos klachiyad." He says if a person takes out, he carries, like the Gemara talks about carrying on your head, right? You carry something on your head. You took out the thing. What's the difference? How you took it out? It got taken out. Yet you're part of why? Because on Shabbos you have to do it in the machshavadik way, in the choshavadik way, right? But oifin arishin, he says. So that's what he says. Derech says when you're doing it in a normal way, that's the Issa. When you do not in a normal way, then it depends. In not a normal way because it's not the normal way to do the action, that's Asa, that's called Ksiva. Right? If you're not allowed to, let's say the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to take it out from one Chabur to another Chabur. It says Itza. What's the difference if you put it on top of your head? You removed it. It's no Malachas Machsheves. Right? That's the din. Shabbos, it says Malach is Shabbos, so therefore you have to take a normal way. But then there's something else where the nifal is the end result is not the same. So he says when it's the end result is not the same, right, then that's not called klachayat. That's an issa kolatar kula, and that necessarily, you don't necessarily find an issa derabanan. Says the Avinezer, cooking with the sun is not called bishul, not because it's not the norm. Most people don't cook in the sun. It's because the end result is not the same. I've never tasted food that's cooked in the sun. But he brings an Ebenezer, he brings Rayas to this, that the end result of cooking with the sun is not the same as cooking with fire. So he brings, if you learn Pesachim, Yeshvach Eitzim Bapas. Yeshvach, in other words, you cook, you feel the taste of the wood. What does that mean? Of course, you don't. Doesn't mean literally taste meat. The wood has done, good firewood has made that piece of meat, that bread, into a different entity. But if you're cooking with the sun, it's not the same. It's not the same thing. Therefore, he says that Avada, the din would be that Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul would be even, not like you're saying, could be there would be a din of Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. Why? Because Bishul Acha Bishul, after you cooked with Chamei Tveria, after you cooked with the sun, so Dave said, which the Minchas Chinuch seems to go that way, what's it? It's cooked already. What did you add by cooking? Avinesa says, no, the cooking is to have a certain taste. Not just to change its form, to give it a form that now you have a taste of cooking. In other words, avada doesn't mean only in food. It means when you do metal and you cook metal or whatever it is, you're making it a certain type of metal. But if you're using the sun, it'll never be the same type of piece of metal. You take some clay and you put it in the sun. So of course people dry things in clay. It will not have the same strength. I'm not sure about as far as that, but as far as cooking with food, he says it's for sure a different, as we say, a certain genre of food. A different type of food. In other words, the nifal, what comes out of it, is totally different. Therefore, he says there would be a din of bishlach abishal. And that answers the question too. That answers the question that sudrin, we asked by sudra, what's the difference, or what's the difference if it's from the sun or if it's from something else, the arshal gehenim, or it's from the sun, or it's cooked, it's hot some other way. The difference is in what comes out of it. If it's a different type of cooking, that's not called cooking. In other words, Eli, yeah, the derech bishul, the Rashi means davin as long as it says it in, let me read you in Hilchos Oifa. He says it very clearly. In Hilchos Oifa, he says, ma'ata ach birun shel dvarim. Yeah, ach birun shel dvarim. The yesh chilek benim yesh shinui bahanasa, if there's a difference in the end result, in the one that's doing it. You are talking about if you deviate from the way it's normally done. You write with your left hand, right? If somebody would cook taka and put the pot this way, I don't know, I'm not sure, but let's say you're not cooking the right way, so that's not called, you did it not the normal way. But over here, the shino is not in the way you did it, it's in the shino is in the nasa, right? And he brings again the chila. He says, "What's the difference? So that they answered the rabbanon and so forth." He says, "Ma'atam avashu b'chama, kiven the yeshrach eitzim b'pas v'tavshul." Right? He says, "Ukshibishu be'esh yesh shvav achesh b'tavshul u'shina levashu b'chama in the sun shvav chama b'tavshul." You take something. He says, I mean, you could try it if you want. But you'll taste something different in the food. And it's shuv ain't tzvichin l'tam de melacha machsheves. And the lo choshuv bishul klal. It's like other things too that could be mutud al kena mavashu b'chama. That's what he wanted, even l'chatchila. Yila said correctly, it says derech bishul, but if so, then it shouldn't be different. Same thing, if you do it on a sudah, so you're right. If you do it on a sudah, that's the normal way of doing with a sudah. Right? It seems that's what they did in those days. They would take a cloth, heat up the cloth, but if you heat it up with the sun, the food's not going to come out the same. So it's a different thing. Now, what's the pshat in the chachamim? It could be like this. The Chachamim who say that there's a gzeira, and we said that the gzeira is not that, like Abezra said, that you might think they could cook with R, but what? You will think that this is R. What did the Chachamim asa? What did they asa? Did they asa to go ahead and do toldos ha-chama because you think it's toldos ha-R? Or because you think it's toldos ha-R, they asa this type of the nifal. They asked that if you're doing, you're cooking with toldos, in what comes out. This is also called a bishul. The Rabbanan, they call this a bishul too. A bishul that comes out for toldos, a chama, is also called a bishul. Now, from Rabbi Yaisi, you can't say that. Rabbi Yaisi was saying that he said that you can't go ahead and put it into choyl. Okay, why? You'll think that the reason it's mutter to cook is because of a Gatmana is mutter to cook. So, fashion of cooking that's mutter. Usually, cooking means with fire. Maybe Atmana is not a fashion of cooking. That's what you think it is. So, according to him, what is he saying? He's saying it's very limited to this. That means he's saying the Chachamim, the Chazal, Chachamim, not the Chachamim, the Mishnah, meaning Chazal, asered the Pu'ula, the action. But Chachamim, what are they asering? They're asering not just the action. They're answering the result. If the result is something that's told us or you can't use it. And therefore, what was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha? That if you go ahead and cook with, and it's also to cook with toldos or because you might make a mistake. So toldos, so avak, everybody knows it's from the chama, true. But once they said that you can't cook with toldos chama, what they're saying is that the din of toldos chama is that the chazal assert the toitzah, the result, the end result of something that's cooked in a different fashion. Not they assert an act that's mutter. A lot of times chazal assert something that's mutter to do. Right? You can eat chicken and milk is mutter. We paskin is chicken and midraisa. Chicken and milk is mutter to eat. Chicken and milk is mutter to eat. But chazal assert it. For Xyrus, you might come to eat meat and milk. Person says, what's the difference? This is meat and this is meat. Therefore, they assert chicken and milk. They assert the pu'ula. That's what they assert. They assert the pu'ula, the eating of it, the cooking of it. I'm not proud of the Rambam holds its mutter, but that's what they assert. Okay? But sometimes, it's not that they assert the pu'ula. Because they wanted to assert it, they assert the end result. They were afraid that people look, something that's cooked in such a fashion, so they'll say, what's the difference? People not know that it's because of the chama. They'll say, it's an R, it's told us an R. They might cook with told us an R. So they wanted to answer the results of any told us. So that result is the chama. In other words, they went a step down and they said, the isser is to have something cooked in the nifal, not in the pu'ula. That's what would be the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi says they asked the act, and they only asked this act, right? Not anything else. Now, according to that, from Rabbi Yossi, the way we explained at the beginning is that according to Rabbi Yossi, we understand it's not because of loy plug. And therefore, that's how we define the Chacham, not because of loy plug, because of this reason. The nafka bina, we are dut shemesh, but I don't remember how. That's why I have to find this. It would be a nafka mina. Or, for instance, I think he brings, that is saw just now in the morning, Rishkayog gave me the sefer. He brings that could be bezmanenu, that we use a dut shemesh, maybe that's what you're referring to. He brings it with Shlomo Zalman, it's probably a tshuva somewhere, I'm not familiar. That nowadays, that it's very common to have solar heat. In fact, yesterday in Yeshiva, somebody told me that you might as well get solar heat because the government's giving out anyway and they're going to make it mandatory for everybody to do it. So take it now. It's going to be, that's what he said, at least in New York. Few years from now, right? I know it's going to be Shabbos. I guess there's ways of closing. I don't know. I have no idea how it works, what it works, but that's for the Koresh Kohen and the Krell to figure out. But he says that maybe nowadays it's different. It's not called the Chama. If the Heter is Chama, it's not called Chama because Chama is not normal and this is normal. According to this Agalei Tal, it could be brings it at the end. I didn't really get a chance to go through it. But it could be, according to this Agalei Tal, there wouldn't be such a Shaila. It's not the Pshat is the Chama. It's the derech. He's learning it like a bezel, like this Kiryat Sefer seems to learn it. That the pshat is derech means that it's not the normal way to do it. It's not the normal way. It's not the normal toitzah of it. The shemesh, no matter if everybody starts cooking, somehow there's the what they call it, the ozone problems, right? And all of a sudden gets very hot, and you might as well cook with it. But still, if it doesn't give the same taste, it's not going to be called cooking. Of course, we're not talking halacha or anything, we're just saying that it wouldn't matter how many people are able to use it. If all of a sudden people say, you know, it's not good to have electricity, it causes this and causes that and causes that, let's all cook with the sun, we're able to do it, it still would be mutum, actually. Again, not lalacha, because it has nothing to do with what's normal, what's not normal. What's he, time is over there. Could be, nowadays, if it's normal to do it, which is chaka true. If it became normal, the Gemara talks about it, right? The Arab women that carry, the Gemara talks about certain places where they carry with their heads. There was a normal way. That's called carrying, right? The Gemara says there's all kinds of things. That's a normal way to do it. So that's Yechai for that. That has nothing to do with, you know, time. It has to do with the end result. It could be, and that's what comes in after me, that's why I wish I could find that Shemir Shabbos, is that the Rif over there brings the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi. He brings the Gemara with Rabbi Yossi. He brings the Gemara and he says to Machlokes Rabbi Yosef in Rabbi Yossi. Is Rabbi Yossi because of Shem Yatmin or is it because of Choyl? Because it's Mukta. Frek the Rashba. What's God doing? We don't pass Rabbi Yossi. What do I have to know? The Teretz is, according to this, you can have a little understanding of it. What he's saying is that if Rabbi Yossi, if the Pshan Rabbi Yossi is Mukta, we could take a say, like the Pshan Yeshua, like the Rabbi Lezer Meisharowitz, that Chacham made a loy plug. But if you say that the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbah, and we usually pass like Rabbah, so in Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is It's because of Shemi Yatmin, and there's no lo plug. We understand Chazal didn't make a loy plug. So now we have to go back and understand what's Pshan the Chachamim. It's not because of lo plug, it's because of what we're saying. It's a different thing. Chazal asked the Tolda Sachama because they asked the result of Tolda Sachama. Again, let's just bring out the format. In other words, like this, the riff, right, is a safe of Halacha. He brings only what's Negei Halacha. Over here, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, that all told us a chama osa. Chama is mutta, told us a chama is osa. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutta, right? But as far as atmana, bechol, Rabbi Yossi says it's osa. Why? Machloik, it's either because of mukta, Rabbi Yossi, or because of rabba, because you might cook with remets, you might cook with ashes, right? And we paskin like rabba. In fact, the Rashba, why is the riff bringing down Rabbi Yossi? Why does he have to quote Rabbi Yossi? It's not la lacha. The answer is, could be, because once we say that's Pshat Rav Yosef, and he does hold of Gzeira, you see he didn't make a light plug. So now we have to refer back to the Chachamim. So according to them, why is Chorl and Avak Drachim Asa? The reason it can't be light plug, like the Pnei Yeshua says. The reason must be a different reason. That's what we're saying, we're suggesting now. That the reason it's Asa is because Chazal Asa, the Nifl of Toldos Achama. That even this is called, it's a cooking the Rabbanan. It would make a nafkamina in certain things. Again, I don't know. You have to be a little on top of these tishas alach. But whatever it is, at least in pshat, an understanding that the chachamim didn't make a gzeira. The pshat and the gzeira is Chazal said it's also because you might do something. That's ultimately that's about the basis. It's also because of that. But what do we do with that? Do we say avak and oifer drachem also because of loy plug, or because no, Chazal answered the act of cooking when the cooking is even not the best type of cooking? If you say that, then it has very, very big ramifications, understanding what's the pshat de Chazal's heter of chama. When you say chama is called mutter, when it's called asa, I don't know. I can't think of it will come out in the nafkamina. But in pshat, at least, you're saying is the not like the Pnei Yeshua. That's what's coming out. It's not because it's a no loy plug. It's because of Chazal asserted this type of cooking. This type of cooking, not because of the act of cooking, but they asserted even cooking, which has a din that it's not that not din a mitzias of not being cooked in the full sense. That's also included in the gzeira of bishul. That would also be
chama itself.
What?
Cooking with chama itself. That's all.
The chama itself is a pshat that's clear to the person that's mutter. Right. They're saying
the result is the same.
But in toldus a chama, they said that the result of toldus is the also. That's what a person has to look at it. That they answered the toldus of the chama itself. Anything that's cooked, he's asking is, so if it's true that this type of result, so Cham is also that result. But they didn't answer. That's what your person will understand, the Cham. He might say to himself, like Rabbi said, maybe they mounted it because it's not the normal way. Maybe it's mutter because they didn't want, it's not possible for a person to get out of the sun, a place to walk around with food
in the
sun.
The mistake, but
once you have the mistake, how do you magdir it? That's what could be. And a kaponim, that could be pshat. I thank you that I looked at Hilchas Bishul again for many years. Those of you who are not learning Shabbos, you have a great opportunity to join the Kohel and learn something. I don't know if that's what they learn at night too, but they learn whatever you want. So whatever you want is also good. But the Avi Neza in his Akdamah to Egle Tal, the Avi Neza wrote a sefer, as you know, Egle Tal, which is on the Malachas. I don't think he finished all the Malachas, but he writes at the beginning. Now it's very hard for him to give shiurim. He had Rav Nezer was a mensch that was. I want to share with you a story. This story is for sure for the Kohel Yom Galayit. I was once at a Shav Brachas of a cousin of mine in Eretz Yisrael, a cousin's child, and it was right after Tisha B'Av, and I came there, and I was at the Shav Brachas. I met the grandfather. So the grandfather said his name is Kowalski. So Kowalski there, I know there was a Kowalski, Socha Chabachsim, he says, yeah, that was my grandfather. This was an elder year. So I said, one of Rav Nezer's big talmidim was a son-in-law. How did he get him? He says, I'll tell you the story, how he got him as a son-in-law. So he said like this, my grandfather was a Talmud of Rav Nezer. A Talmud of Rav Nezer doesn't mean just, he was an yeshiva by Rav Nezer. It does mean that. It means he kept that connection all the years. Once a Talmud, always a Talmud. What needs to say, they once in Chaim Berlin, they wanted to make a graduate society. He was furious. You don't graduate yeshiva, right? So the most you could call is alumni. You don't graduate. There's no such thing as being a graduate. Right? You're always a Talmud of Yeshiva. That's the greatest title you can have. You didn't graduate. Nobody graduates Yeshiva. We all want to come back to Yeshiva. So, my grandfather was a soicher, a businessman. They used to go around Europe looking for new inventions. He's looking for new inventions. And he went to Portugal, and they just come out with a battery flashlight. Now you can imagine how big it was. And there wasn't the little ones that we have now. It must have been a very big, and it was an unbelievable thing. So my grandfather bought quite a few from Portugal, brought it back to Poland. And he goes back to his Rebbe, the Avinezer, and he gives him a gift. A battery flashlight. So as he sang the story, I said, wow, that's something. I mean, I would be so embarrassing to go with your Rebbe and give him a flashlight. But look at the reaction of Avinezer. He gave it to Avinezer, he showed him what it is. He said, Avinezer jumped. He says, I can't believe this. He says, usually I start learning 2 o'clock in the middle of the night. Right? I don't like to call it morning because it's not morning. It's the middle of the night. America calls it morning, but it's not. So he says, I go there, the air is fresh. There was no electricity then. People are sleeping. They're not doing all kinds of crazy things that disturb me, right? No one's calling me, no one's asking me, and I'm able to learn. But till I get to learn, and I have to put on the kerosene lamp, till I get to the kerosene lamp, I have to put it, it smells, and I learn. He says, here, one little flick, one little, and I have light. How can I thank you? I can be able to learn Torah. I can learn more Torah this way. Learn Torah with more menucha. What can I do for you? He says, Rebbe, I want a son-in-law, a Talmid Chacham. He says, don't worry. 5 o'clock, the Bochum used to come in. 5 o'clock, a Bavremler Weinberger came in. He took him by his collar and he said, here's your new son-in-law. It would be much easier for the Shidduch crisis, I guess, if you do such a thing. So in the Akdamah to the Egle Tal, he writes, it's very difficult for him to speak now. I think he says he's sick. I don't recall Loshen. He says, I can't give Talmidim. That hurts me so much. So I decided to write on Hilchos Shabbos, because Shabbos encompasses everything. Just like Shabbos is, like the Gemara says, kol ha-mekayim es ha-Shabbos. Whoever keeps Shabbos is mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo. It's a keeping of Shabbos. Shabbos is interrelated to every part of Yiddishkeit, every mitzvah. So when you teach Torah of Hilchos Shabbos, you're learning kol ha-Torah kulo. So you have opportunity, as the kollel members, to give you over some halachas of Shabbos. They have it clear. They're learning in it. They're ligging in it. You know, those of you who know what ligging means. Ligging means they're lying in it. They're immersed in it. This is their oxygen. Anyway, the Baruch Hashem should help all of you. Taka go to Shabbos to be together on Shabbos. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should see that this Kollel Mitzvah Hashem should always be supported by people that really understand what a Kollel is about. I was so excited when Rav Zafran told me that it's called after a Chaim Oizer, right? The person who does Yishuv Mivah, I would have done this also with footnotes, but he was in traveling like most people do to Kvarim nowadays, and I couldn't have to. But I was so excited to write the Reish Kollel's names and Beis Medrash Al Shem Reb Chaim Oizer. Those of you who know Reb Chaim, I'm not sure that I didn't get the connection. Like Mrs., she has some kind of connection with Reb Chaim Oizer. I don't know what, but Reb Chaim Oizer, I once heard from his son. He was the shatchan for my father-in-law, Rebbe Freifeld, the second marriage. The Rebbetzin was somebody he was makarv, and he introduced her when my shver just lost his wife. And so Reb Simcha Wasserman. So he said that one time he came to it was his uncle. His father and Reb Chaim Oizer were married to two sisters, the Atlas, Odom Godel. So he said that Reb Chaim Oizer came into Reb Chaim Oizer, and the genius of Chaim Oizer, a person that at his bar mitzvah, he said, give me any ktsais and any nesivis, I'll say it bal peh. He didn't have time to prepare. But his heart, what he did for people, it's amazing. So he was on the phone. A rav was telling him a drasha. He was writing with one hand. Reb Simcha came in with a new hat. And the yosaima, the orphan girl that used to clean up his house, came in she was dressed with a new dress. It's interesting. So Chaim Oizer, and he says to the Rav, you told me this drasha last year. The Shabbos Agadah drasha, he said this last year. To Reb Simcha, who's wearing a new hat, says, Tizchadish on your new hat. And to the girl, he said, you're dressed very, in a sneezedic way, of course. And Chaim Oizer could say it. He said, you're dressed in a very beautiful, or whatever the lashon was. He said, but his mind was so, able to take everything. So, but he didn't leave over children, as you know. And this base medrash is eternalizing him. Not that we need, because this form I learned everywhere, but to have a schus, and Beis Medrash called that the Chaim Oizer, when Rabbi Yerl told me, I was very moved by it. Vayn should help. Mitzvah Shem, it should be Mitzliach.
One afkamina that Rashiva said is Rav Moshe goes on this gang and this halakha of the year.
I heard now, Chubis, yes.
Mishulakamba is a different type of Mishul. Kualatelev is not, is nothing. So he makes an afkamina with a microwave.
Microwave.
If
microwave.
Microwave cooks differently, but it becomes the derech. If it becomes the derech to start cooking normally, then it'll be have already a dinner of a regular bishul.
I mean, even though it has different tastes.
Even though it's different, yeah. Because that's what Taisha ate derech bishul with that. It comes out differently. But once it is the derech, then that becomes the norm. Okay, he had a bishul
I saw Mar Malcolm in the Sefer today by him. He brought some about Kormesha. I didn't see it. Thank you. Shkoya.
Even though it's one step removed, you can tell the same thing.